Governor Walker is continuing the legal fight to prevent Alaska tribes from putting land into trust. That status would reshape tribal sovereignty by expanding Indian country in Alaska. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
Lawyers for the state filed an opening brief late Monday to appeal a ruling that overturns the so-called Alaska exemption. Philip K. Peter Sr. is the Akyukchuk IRA Council Chairman. He spoke with the governor earlier this month when he visited the Kuskokwim village.
It's disappointment. After he mentioned that he was going to work with a Gadjuk Native community about land into trust. I'm really disappointed, but I hope the governor will continue to work with us and resolve this problem.
Akyukchuk was one of the plaintiffs that successfully sued the federal government to allow trust lands. Tribes would enjoy broad jurisdictional power in a status likened to reservations. It also limits the power of the state on those lands. Governor Walker has faced pressure from tribes to drop the lawsuit he inherited from the Parnell administration. He delayed action for 7 months, but recently flew around the state to meet face-to-face with tribal leaders in the five communities involved in the suit: Akyukchuk, Tuliksak, Chalkeetsik, Barrow, and Haines. Walker said Tuesday that he still wants to come to an agreement with tribes.
You know, the fact that we are continuing the case we inherited does not in any way mean that we're not going to take a step down the road to reach some sort of resolution on that. It wasn't available today or this week, as far as the resolution wasn't available.
The state argues that the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act specifically prohibits the creation of trust land in Alaska, and that the court incorrectly interpreted earlier laws in their 2013 ruling. After a court ruled in favor of the plaintiffs 2 years ago, the Department of the Interior announced new rules in 2014 to allow tribes to apply to put land into trust. The ongoing court action has halted that process. Alaska Native leaders say the change, after years of litigation, brings them one step closer to self-determination. The state currently has one reservation for the Metlakatla tribe. Walker says the trust case isn't the be-all, end-all of tribal policy issues. He says he's working to establish formal communication channels with tribes.
I think the relationship between the tribes and the state is not good, has not been good for a long time. I don't see this case as anything that's going to bring closure or bring that any closer. So I see it as one piece of sort of a longer journey and between the state and the tribes. And so we'll continue to look for ways to improve our relationship with the tribes in a meaningful way.
Harriet Brulette is the tribal administrator for the Chilkoot Indian Association in Haines, one of the five plaintiffs. She was traveling and not available for comment Tuesday. Earlier this month, after meeting with Walker, Brulette explained the importance of putting land into trust for the Chilkoot tribe.
It weighs really heavy. It weighs very heavy on my heart. This is the land of my people, you know, and we're struggling to retain it. We're struggling to hold on to a very, very small part of, you know, what was ours, what was once ours, you know, what the places that we went to subsistence hunt and gather and fish.
While Attorney General Craig Richards stated in a press release that the state's position continues to develop with tribes, quote, a change of that magnitude requires thorough and deliberative dialogue that can't occur in just a couple months. Lawyers for the tribes are due to respond by September 23rd in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.